Dale Stevens heads New Zealand Māori Tourism. He's kindly with us for a kōrero today. Dale, tēnā koe.
On our side.
Kia ora. Hi there, mate. Māori Tourism has just completed a full analysis of the business support provided to Māori tourism operators through and post-COVID. So there are some interesting points that have come out of that exercise. Could you share some of them with us, please, Dale?
Yeah, look, it's really important that we reflect on all the activities that were undertaken as part of the response to COVID. Now, when the country first closed down in 2020, the government came to Māori tourism and said, hey, we want to provide support to our Pākehi Māori, not just tourism, but because tourism is a key integral part of it, we ended up with a facilitation role across all of Pākehi Māori. And we received government funding to do that. And it's interesting what we provided over the next, 2 years. We had a lot of businesses that had initially real cash flow problems. So we had to help them with cash flow advice. We had to help businesses understand what it meant to hibernate the business for a period of time, you know, put it to moi, moi moia, as it were, until the time was right to bring it back up. We had a lot of our businesses had to pivot from a purely international focus to both a recovery, a survival focus, firstly, and then a domestic focus. And we've also looked at how we could help companies to scale down and keep going, and then, as we're doing now, helping them scale up again. So we've got the report back from our associate, GHA, did the review, and really interesting to see just how well received the support was, and really gratifying to see the kind of recovery that many of our businesses are able to put together now, because we got them into a good space really early to be able to survive, you know, that massive downturn in the economy. I'm really delighted that this report's now available because, you know, government needs to be able to reflect on the money that was put into certain areas to make sure that they got value for that money. And I'm very confident that when they see this report, they'll be pleased that the Māori economy was fortified by much of the mahi done during that tough period.
Tēnā koe, Dale. I see New Zealand Māori Tourism is working with international colleagues on the development of an international agency to support Indigenous tourism opportunities, and what this could mean for our operators going forward. Flesh that out for us, please.
Yeah, that's really important for us, because what we're finding now, to be fair, this was work that started pre-COVID across the Pacific Islands and into Asia. But what we're finding now is that we've got Indigenous tourism entities in the Northern and Southern Hemispheres that have come to us and said, hey, how do we put together an international grouping that provides support to growth for Indigenous tourism across the world? And I tell you what really summed it up for me. I heard on another form of media a couple of days ago a commentary from Tourism Industry Association that said, people come to New Zealand to see our beautiful scenery. We have a different view, that people come to New Zealand and get involved in tourism here because of our beautiful people and what our people offer, our people and our place and our stories. And so when you look at Indigenous tourism, we have that opportunity to create a network globally where people can take that tourism experience around getting to know people and their indigeneity across the world. I think this is a huge opportunity, but it also, it's a bit of a, I guess you'd call it a soft launch for our Māori tourism operators to create international channels because you get a much easier access to like-minded agencies around the world, so we can have that free flow of opportunities to move passengers and visitors back and forward using that Indigenous channel. So it's a really exciting opportunity.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much, Dale. Good catching up with you. We'll follow up on another couple of question lines next time around, but a little push for time this morning, my fault. But I do appreciate feedback on those two, kaupapa, and kia pai tō rā me tō wiki. Kia ora rawatu koe. Thank you. You were 603 Urban Māori Radio.